Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Cars.com gives you more ways to search than ever, which might have you searching for words.
Hey, sweetie, how do you want your eggs?
Sunroof side up.
Sunroof?
Hmm? They also add 50,000 cars a day, which might change how you see things.
Daddy, look what I drew.
Oh, cool, bud. It's a pickup truck with a V8 engine.
No, it's a kangaroo.
Was that a crew cab door?
What's a crew cab?
With matchmaking this unbelievably smart, your next car might be trying to find you. The new Cars.com. It's magical.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, Hashtag Basketball, and Nets Republic. On the program, we discuss Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat, and we preview the 2022 NBA Finals between the Celtics and Golden State Warriors. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugar Land and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focus linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181. If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focus Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focus Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle. I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Struce to make it a two-point game. Get it! Flash! Miami within two. An 11-0 run by the Heat. Tatum with eight on the shot clock. Smart. Fakes. Fires. Butler. He can tie. For the lead. Loose. And Horford. Gonna have to foul. They do. Butler had a clean look, Jeff. The Celtics again here. Shoots again. Fires the three, and that might do it. Al Horford with the rebound, throws it up in the air, and the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals. They complete a wire-to-wire victory on Miami's home court.
Indeed, they did. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN. That was Mark Jones on the call of a thrilling Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, with Boston beating Miami in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals to advance to the 2022 NBA Finals. This is going to be Boston's first finals appearance in 12 years. To talk more about the upcoming finals matchup between Boston and Golden State, and also to talk a little bit about the Game 7 showdown between Boston and Miami, I've got to welcome him back to the program. He is a writer for Hashtag Basketball and a writer for Nets Republic, and he's the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf. Let's welcome him back, Nick Agar-Johnson. Hey, Nick, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Ed. Good to be back on the program. Thanks again for having me, and wow, what a day to talk about basketball, especially after that Game 7 between Miami and Boston.
You're absolutely right about that. What a thriller it was. And, of course, before we get into the finals matchup involving Boston and Golden State, I want to ask you, what were your takeaways from Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat?
So my biggest takeaway from that game was that the Boston Celtics were more ready to make it to the stage of the NBA Finals than I thought they were. I thought that Miami had a bit of an advantage coming into this series, especially with Jimmy Butler being absolutely incredible for the Miami Heat during the entirety of these playoffs. But, you know, ultimately the Celtics came into Game 7 with a bit of a disadvantage since they were playing on Miami's home floor and they just lost Game 6 on their own home floor in Boston. But, you know, ultimately the Celtics were able to come out on top. They were able to hold the Heat to 96 points in that final game, and they made it to the NBA Finals on the strength of their defense.
I want to stay with Jimmy Butler for a moment. Jimmy played the whole 48 minutes in Game 7. If you're talking about endurance and stamina, Jimmy Butler is probably one of the most, I would say, well-conditioned athletes in the NBA. His endurance and stamina is through the roof, and it was exhibited in this series, particularly in Games 6 and in Game 7. Give me your thoughts on Jimmy Butler in this series, and what do you think he needs to do going forward?
So Jimmy Butler was just spectacular in this series, as he has been all playoffs. And there are certainly areas that the Miami Heat could look at this offseason in terms of areas for improvement, but I don't think Jimmy Butler is on that list. I mean, his endurance during this series was just something incredible to watch. And, you know, that game six, he played all but 2 minutes of that game six, put up 47 points in an elimination game. Just an incredibly gutsy performance from Jimmy Butler. And then, as you mentioned, playing all 48 minutes in game seven, putting up 35 points. You know, he was such a huge part of why Miami was even able to stay in this game until the very end. And granted, Jimmy Butler did miss a three-pointer that would have put them ahead in that game seven. So maybe some people will focus on that, but I find it hard to focus on that one sort of negative moment from Jimmy Butler when he just had such a spectacular playoffs run and such an incredible performance in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Miami fell just short ultimately, but that was not because of Jimmy Butler. If anything, they would not have made it anywhere near as far in these Eastern Conference Finals had Jimmy Butler not played such a spectacular series. And that comes with him having struggled a bit in the first five games, especially in comparison to the final two. But Miami would not have won game six without him, and they would not have been in contention in this game seven without Jimmy Butler putting on a spectacular performance.
Rightfully so. There's regular season Jimmy, and then there's playoffs Jimmy, and playoff Jimmy really came alive in this series. Again, falling just short, but man, nothing spectacular. What a great series. What a great postseason he had. And so we move along now to the Boston Celtics. They punched their ticket into the 2022 NBA Finals. Now, Nick, this is going to be their first NBA Finals appearance in 12 years. So a lot has changed since their last playoff appearance. Of course, the last appearance that the Celtics had, it was Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and, of course, you had the supporting cast with the likes of Kendrick Perkins and Big Baby Davis and also Brian Scalabrine. But this Celtic team is different this time. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Grant Williams, Robert Williams III. You've got the reigning defensive player of the year with Marcus Smart. Also, you can add Derek White to the mix as well. In your opinion, what makes this Celtic team going to the finals different from the last team 12 years ago?
So it's interesting because I think that both Celtics teams had the same greatest strength, which is both of those Celtics teams. This year's team was the best in the NBA in terms of allowing the fewest points per game to their opponents, and that 2010 Celtics team that made it to the finals behind Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, really that was just such a defensively spectacular team that was good enough on offense with Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett's offensive play, but I think there's a big similarity between both of those teams in that they're really defense first. They're, you know, spectacular defensive teams that were solid on offense, but nowhere near as special on the offensive end as they were on the defensive end. I think in terms of the differences, I mean, that Celtics team, you know, especially with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen joining Paul Pierce on that team for the 2007-2008 season, you know, that was a team that had a lot more of a sort of veteran presence. You know, two of their big three were guys who really made their names in the NBA elsewhere and then found their way to the Boston Celtics sort of later in their career to team up for that championship run. Whereas with this Celtics team, I mean, Al Horford is the only player on the roster who's getting regular minutes in these playoffs who's over the age of 30. You know, the rest of this team is young guys, and Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, you know, 25 and under, Marcus Smart, 27, his year 27 season this year. This Celtics team is a lot younger than that previous title-winning team, and rather than being built on a big three, they kind of have a big two of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown with, you know, players sort of filling in roles around them, Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, like you mentioned. So I think that there's a big similarity between those two Celtics teams in that defense was sort of the foundation for them. But this 2021-2022 Celtics squad is a lot younger, and it's sort of rooted in those two wing players in Tatum and Brown, whereas that other Celtics team, you know, they had their big three of Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, which was a slightly older team as well.
All right, and you mentioned one of the stars on the Celtics team, the newly crowned Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP, Jason Tatum. Jason, since he's been in the league, he's been a star, but now this series has catapulted him to superstar status, and Jason Tatum is going to be going up against a superstar in his own right for a long time, representing the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. How do you see this matchup happening with Jason against Steph?
So it'll be interesting because I think we'll get to this in a moment, but I think the most surprising player to me from the Warriors Western Conference Finals run was Andrew Wiggins, who played spectacularly on both ends of the floor, played much better defense on Luka Doncic than I expected him to, and it's going to be interesting to see how Andrew Wiggins handles Jason Tatum on the defensive end, because it certainly seems like that's going to be the primary matchup after Wiggins was so successful against Luka Doncic in the previous round. But when talking about Jason Tatum versus Steph Curry, it's very interesting because they go about their offense in extraordinarily different ways. You know, Steph Curry is one of, if not the best off-ball players that we've ever seen, especially given that, you know, he's primarily a point guard, has the ball in his hands a lot. Whereas with Jason Tatum, you know, he's not as much of a creator for others as Steph Curry. He doesn't have the same sort of ridiculous, unique shooting gravity that Steph Curry has, but with Tatum, you're getting a lot more on the defensive side of the ball than you are with Steph Curry. Not to say that Steph is a bad defender, but Jason Tatum is an elite defender as well as being an elite offensive player. So it'll be interesting to sort of gauge the two-way impact of Tatum versus Steph. I think that while Tatum has a lot more of an impact on the defensive end, Steph has one of the most unique offensive games. Well, not most unique, but one of the more special and different offensive games that we've ever seen in the league. And it'll be interesting to see sort of how Steph's defense-bending shooting plays against Jason Tatum's slightly more balanced kind of all-around game in the NBA Finals.
That's going to be an exciting matchup with Jason Tatum going up against Steph Curry. We talked about Jason and Steph. I want to talk about another part of the dynamic duos for the respective teams. For Boston, you have Jaylen Brown, and then you for Golden State, you have Klay Thompson. Again, two of these guards are very unique and have different skill sets. Just give me your thoughts on Jaylen versus Klay.
So with Jaylen versus Klay, I think that the biggest difference is that Jaylen has the ball in his hands a little bit more than Klay does. Really, a lot of what Klay does is just he's one of the best shooters in the history of the NBA, and he's dangerous from basically the moment he steps beyond half court. And with Klay, a lot of his offensive game is being generated by other players. You know, he's just curling around screens, catching and firing, whereas Jaylen Brown has the ball in his hands a little bit more. So, you know, I think that's one of the primary differences between them. But Jaylen Brown has really grown as a shooter as well. He's not anywhere near the level that Klay Thompson is, but he's gotten to the point where, you know, he can do some of the same stuff as Klay in terms of, you know, being more of an off-ball player, especially if the Celtics want to have the ball in Jason Tatum's hands more in that series. But Klay Thompson has, you know, come back from out of the NBA wilderness after his injuries caused him to miss the past two seasons. And, you know, he had a bit of a slow start in the regular season this year, but he's already put up some, I don't want to say vintage because, you know, he's still only in his early 30s, but really vintage Klay Thompson performances in these playoffs. And, you know, maybe he's not someone who has the same sort of gravity with the ball in his hands that Jason Tatum does, but especially when you're talking about a team that, you know, you have to deal with both Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shooting the lights out, then it's a really difficult dynamic to try and guard. And both of them in Klay Thompson and Jaylen Brown are really spectacular second stars for any team to have on their offense.
Rightfully so. I want to move along now to the physical presence and for both of these teams. You mentioned, Nick, that Boston is a defensive first team. That's what their MO has been for really the whole season. That's what brought them to the dance, and that's what brought them to this point playing in the NBA Finals. Draymond Green provides the inside presence for Golden State. When we think of Golden State, we don't think of defense. We don't think of rebounding. They were the worst rebounding team in the league. But as far as inside presence is concerned for Golden State, there's Draymond Green, and then you have Kevon Looney. But Boston has a lot of inside presence. And they can also shoot as well with Al Horford, also Robert Williams III, and then you can also put Grant Williams in the mix as well. Just give me your thoughts on the inside presence for both teams.
So it's really interesting because we do tend to think of Golden State as an offense-first team, but in terms of defensive rating, and I'm using Basketball Reference stats here, but in terms of defensive rating, these were the two best defensive teams in basketball this past season. So even though Golden State has, you know, the offensive reputation behind the Splash Brothers, behind Steph Curry being who he is, the Warriors are also a really, really good defensive team. And as you mentioned, a lot of that is due to Draymond Green, who is one of the best defenders in NBA history. I think that's, you know, sort of the standing that we've reached with Draymond Green's defensive game. And with Kevon Looney, as you mentioned, the Warriors haven't always been a spectacular rebounding team, but Kevon Looney has had a couple of 20-rebound games in these playoffs, and he has just been an absolute monster on the interior for the Golden State Warriors throughout these playoffs. And they're going to need him to continue to do that against this Celtics team, because even though the Celtics aren't as big down low as some teams, you know, as you mentioned, they do have Al Horford, they do have Robert Williams III, who struggled sometimes with his injury concerns, you know, coming back to full health in these playoffs. They have a little bit more size inside than the Golden State Warriors do, which I think is a slight advantage in favor of the Celtics, but given how incredible Kevon Looney has been, especially on the glass in these playoffs, and given that Draymond Green, you know, continues to be Draymond Green, continues to be an absolute force on the defensive end, I think that even though Boston has a slight advantage inside, that it's not as big of an advantage inside as it might seem like it is, you know, given just the sort of lifted height of each of those two teams.
You know, you mentioned one of the key players for Golden State during this season, and that's Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins could be one of the X factors for Golden State alongside Jordan Poole. Boston, they have Marcus Smart, the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. Also, we can't sleep on, as I mentioned earlier, Grant Williams, and there's Peyton Pritchard. Is there anyone, Nick, really on both teams that could be X factors in this series?
So I think that the biggest X factor for the Warriors is probably going to actually be Kevon Looney, because he has had some moments in these playoffs where he has dramatically made up for the Warriors' relative size disadvantage. And I think that he's going to play a huge part in how Golden State does on the interior in this series. And then it does feel kind of weird to call Andrew Wiggins an X factor, just given how big of a role he's played for this team and given that he's, you know, literally started in the All-Star game this season. But I was not expecting him to play as well on the defensive end in the previous series as he did. And quite frankly, I think that the odds of that series against the Mavericks going five for the Warriors would have been almost zero if Andrew Wiggins hadn't been as special as he was on both ends of the floor in that series. So I want to say that Kevon Looney is going to be the biggest X factor for the Golden State Warriors, but I definitely don't want to count out Andrew Wiggins, as I admittedly counted him out more than I should have headed into that Dallas series. And then on the flip side for the Boston Celtics, I think that Grant Williams is someone who could make a huge difference for this Celtics squad. I mean, he's someone who has gotten to the point where he's basically a 40% three-point shooter who can fill a lot of gaps on the defensive end for a team. And I think he's someone who, you know, isn't going to be one of the headline guys for the Boston Celtics, but who could make a real difference for this team as a forward with size who can shoot from distance and, you know, help the Celtics out a bit on the glass as well. So I'm going to say that Kevon Looney for the Warriors and Grant Williams for the Celtics will be the two biggest X factors in this series, but definitely Andrew Wiggins is going to have a huge role to play. And then Derek White has also been incredible on the defensive end for the Celtics this playoff, but hasn't quite gotten to that same level with his offensive game. If Derek White can hit a few more three-pointers and continue to play defense the way he has throughout these playoffs, then he's definitely a guy I would be looking at as well to be a big part of this playoff for the Boston Celtics.
Marcus Smart is the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. How important will Marcus Smart be in this series?
Marcus Smart will be crucial in this series. I mean, when you're talking about the Golden State Warriors, you know, the two names that you think of first are the two Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And Marcus Smart is definitely going to spend a lot of time defensively on those two players. But in addition to being a really difficult player to deal with when you're when he's guarding you one-on-one, Marcus Smart is also an excellent help defender. So, you know, for the sake of the Celtics, they're going to need him to be really effective on whoever, if Steph or Clay, is his primary assignment, while also being someone who can, you know, switch on the perimeter, rove around a bit, break plays up defensively for the Boston Celtics. So I think Marcus Smart is going to be absolutely huge in this series for Boston, especially on the defensive end.
I want to talk about the coaches now. Ime Udoka, what a great first year he had as the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And we know Ime, his track record being an assistant under the San Antonio Spurs system with Greg Popovich. We know Greg. We know about his championship pedigree, Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, Kawhi, known for playing two-way ball offense with a strong emphasis on defense. And Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, it just gets better year in and year out. What's your take on the coaches and their approach coming into the series?
So starting with Ime Udoka, the Celtics had a really spectacular turnaround in 2022. So for the first few months of the season, they were 17-19 on December 31st of 2021. And now here we are 6 months later, and they're going to the NBA Finals. So it was really a spectacular turnaround for the Celtics team overall, and especially during the second half of the season, just an incredible coaching performance from Ime Udoka. I mean, this team was, you know, below 500 headed into 2022, and their defense was okay. Their offense was really struggling, and down the stretch run of the season, you know, during the year 2022, the Celtics have played absolutely spectacular basketball. And for Ime Udoka to help lead this team to that kind of turnaround in his first season as a coach is just remarkable to me, that he managed to help the Celtics team reach the point where they're making the NBA Finals after, again, they were below 500 at the end of 2021. And then, you know, the flip side with the Golden State Warriors, I mean, this is a team that has really struggled with injury issues the past couple of years. Obviously, the 2019-2020 season was pretty cursed for them injury-wise. You know, Steph Curry missing all but four games of that season, and sorry, all but five games of that season, and Klay Thompson missing the entirety of that season, and they went 15-50 in that shortened season. They were last in the Western Conference. So for them to basically go from that injury-riddled squad in 2019-20 to a team that was in the play-in last season and to the point where they're now back in the NBA Finals, Western Conference champions, it really shows just how spectacular this team can be when everybody is healthy and they're all clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, for Steve Kerr to continue to stick around with this team after that terrible 2019-2020 season and help them to get to the point where they really turned things around and made it back to the NBA Finals, I don't think it's quite on the same level as how this Celtics team really turned around in the middle of this season, but it was yet another incredibly well-done coaching performance by Steve Kerr and his staff in Golden State.
All right. I want to talk more about the two cities involved in this series, Boston and San Francisco. We know the Celtics fan base is diehard, loyal. You talk about consistent winners. I mean, when you think of the Celtics franchise, you just think of consistent winners through and through, whether it be with Russell and Havlicek and Cousy, and also with Heinsohn, and also put Bird, Parrish, and McHale in the mix, along with Dennis Johnson, also Dave Cowens, JoJo White, Sam Jones, a ton of legendary players for that organization and that city, just Boston alone being a sports-heavy city. San Francisco, since Stephen Clay and Draymond have been there, that's all they've known is winning as well. And that fan base is heavily impacted by the Silicon Valley technology. I want to ask you, What do you think the city's approach is going to be like to this series?
So it's going to be interesting, definitely, especially on the Warriors side. As someone who used to live in Oakland, you know, I definitely feel like there's still an incredibly strong connection between the city of Oakland and this Warriors team, who only recently moved across the bay from Oakland to San Francisco. And, you know, you mentioned the Silicon Valley thing. It's definitely a different crowd at Warriors games in the Chase Center as opposed to, you know, the old games at Oracle Arena, which those games had a very different sort of fan base attending them. And it was a very, very involved, incredibly Warriors-heavy, Warriors-loving crowd in Oakland, which is still the case in San Francisco, and definitely the Warriors are a Bay Area team in general. But it is interesting to me how the vibe is a little bit different in San Francisco than it was when the team used to be in Oakland. But, you know, the flip side for the Boston Celtics side, I mean, that is not a team that has moved around. You know, they were basically one of the original NBA teams, have been in Boston for decades and decades now. And as you mentioned, you know, going all the way back to Bill Russell and his championship teams with the Celtics, this is a franchise that has a long and storied history of just putting together winning basketball teams. And, you know, no team in the history of the NBA is ever going to match the 11 titles in 13 years ridiculousness that Bill Russell and his team put together. But, you know, it's not like the Celtics sort of disappeared from the NBA landscape after that. I mean, they had the Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson teams that you mentioned. And then they did have, after that run in the 80s, that one brief moment in 2008 where they managed to put together another championship team, which was the Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce teams that we discussed earlier. So it's very interesting, sort of the differences between the two fan bases, in the sense that, you know, the Warriors have become a little bit more of a Bay Area team. You know, they have been the Golden State Warriors, right? They weren't the Oakland Warriors before. They aren't the San Francisco Warriors now, whereas the Celtics are very deeply rooted in Boston and have been for decades. So it is interesting sort of think about it from the perspective of the respective fan bases and the respective cities of those teams. But, you know, the Warriors are very deeply rooted in the Bay Area, but are sort of starting to establish a bit of a different vibe, I think, in San Francisco than when they were in Oakland, whereas the Boston Celtics have been the Boston Celtics for decades and decades and decades at this point.
Interesting, and you heard it from him. He is Nick Agar-Johnson, a writer for Hashtag Basketball, also Nets Republic, and co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf. Nick, again, thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Hashtag Basketball, Nets Republic, and any websites that you want to promote. Let them know that as well.
For sure. So my social media, you can find me on Twitter at NBAJOHNFON. And all of my work will go up on my Twitter page at some point, be that this radio interview or any podcast episodes I'm doing or any writing. It will find its way to my Twitter page at some point. And then in terms of websites to promote, NoCeilingsNBA.com, if you have any interest in the NBA draft, which presumably is 28 NBA fan bases at this point, with, you know, only the two remaining NBA finals teams still in contention. And then also at Hashtag Basketball, as I mentioned, at #TBasketball, and then #basketball.com, and then Nets Republic as well, at Nets Republic and NetsRepublic.com.
You heard it from him. He is Nick Agar-Johnson, a writer for Hashtag Basketball, also Nets Republic, and co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf. Check out his great work. Nick, again, thank you as always, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me back on the show. Always fun to talk about basketball with you. And as always, really appreciate the invite.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Struce to make it a two-point game. Can it? An 11-0 run by the Heat. Tatum with 8 on the shot clock. Smart. Fakes. fires. Butler, he can tie for the lead. Loose and Horford. Gonna have to foul. They do. Butler had a clean look, Jeff. The Celtics again here. Toots again. Myers the three. And that might do it. Al Horford with the rebound. Throws it up in the air. And the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals. They complete a wire-to-wire victory on Miami's home court.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
A car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com. It's magical.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
A car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com. It's magical.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
A car shopping experience meets an out-of-body experience. With 50,000 cars added daily and unbelievably smart matchmaking, the new Cars.com.
If you love sparkling water, you should try an ice-cold Rambler sparkling water. Rambler is made right here in the Lone Star State and is perfectly balanced with Texas limestone minerals, no sodium, and just the right amount of crisp carbonation. Rambler is available in three delicious flavors, original, grapefruit, and lemon lime. Even better, when you buy Rambler, you're helping to support Rambler's annual contribution to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Rambler is available at your local HEB, Central Market, or Whole Foods. So grab a cold one today. And remember, Ramblers do it better. better.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Dive into history aboard the USS Drum. Learn about her crew and missions during World War II. Then visit the battleship USS Alabama and the Medal of Honor Aircraft Pavilion. Open daily 8 to 5.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit NetCredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Aguiar-Johnson, co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball and Nets Republic. Great to get his insight on Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat and previewing the 2022 NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. Until next time, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.